Boise State head football coach Brian Harsin joining us right now. Just a quick spring review on the defensive side of the ball, coach. I mean, there's not a lot of additions that have come in since we spoke to you after the spring game. Things are pretty much status quo, I'm sure, unless there's anything to report about injuries or things we don't know about. For now, that has to be something you're extremely pleased with to build on for confidence for August 6th and then the opener with Washington, I presume, right?
Well, yeah, defensively, with the majority of our guys coming back, now you're talking about, this experience, being in this system for the second year, the anticipation of what's coming next. I think that's where, we're most excited is, the guys understand how we want to do things. We have a long ways to go. We talked about that defensively. There's a lot of things from this last year that we want to get better at, that we want to work on this summer, that's got to carry over into fall camp. But really like the fact that we've got, very good depth on the defensive line. We got depth at linebacker. And then, with our secondary coming back and a lot of experience in that secondary, that's exciting. So there's a lot to get done this summer from that standpoint of getting better. But the guys we have, we're excited about, and the depth, if everybody stays healthy, is going to be a good thing for us going into camp.
One guy that wasn't healthy was Chancellor James, who just, I thought, was coming on in a big way last fall. But what about his knee injury? What are your expectations for him come fall camp?
Well, expect him to be healthy and ready to go. He's done a great job. When he hurt his knee, this rehab this time around, he's done a tremendous job. He looks great. He's been out running. So he's ahead of schedule. So come August, we expect to get him back. And you're absolutely right. In that New Mexico game, he really filled in and really started playing at a high level. And, he's long, athletic, and really smart. And he's a guy that we want to have out in the field. So we expect to have him back this fall. Deuce Modellei, on the D-line. JT, Justin, on the D-line. And Tyler Horn, those are guys that this last year weren't playing for, so we'll get those guys back. And so, with those additions and getting Chance back, that's where we feel like we got some depth. Still may have a young guy possibly at the corner position of the incoming guys that may play. That will be determined. And so, with that being said, we got to work on the things from this last season that we've done in spring and carry that over into fall camp, but excited about, where we are defensively and with the new guys that are going to be playing with us, creating the depth. We're looking forward to it.
The other big issue out there is this whole cost of attendance thing with people now starting to recruit to it for the fall, coach. Boise State leads the Mountain West in this category. You probably became aware of that. It's one of the higher ones in the country as well. $5,400 approximately for in-state students, a little more for out-of-state. Is there a recruiting edge when you're out saying that's what it costs to come here, so that's what you'll get? Or is there the truth somewhere else here?
You know what? This is a really nice benefit to help these student athletes, with just lifestyle. And that's what it was for. I think with the supplemental meals and other things that the NCAA has allowed us to do, that's all gotten better. It really hasn't come up, in a dollar amount where at least from the guys we've recruited saying, well, how much am I going to get? I think everybody, players and families, they do their research. You look at it and say, there's going to be an additional, $25,000 on top of the scholarship from cost of attendance that you may get, while you're here. That's a great start for these guys as they leave college and go on to their lives if they do it the right way. And so to me, that hasn't really become a major topic. It is because of the universities that are doing it and those that aren't. And we are one that's going to be doing that. And so we're excited about it. It's going to help us. It's going to help our student athletes. It will probably come up as it gets closer to signing. Those might be some of the factors that a student athlete has on his checklist. And if it is, we're one of the teams in the country that's providing the most to these guys. And so, you know, that's going to be a benefit for us. Ultimately, though, it's going to help our student athletes, and it's also going to help, you know, with the demands and the things that we ask of them with going to class, working out, summer, all those things, eating right, and make it better for everybody.
Your FM home for Boise State football play-by-play will be Sports Radio 93.1 FM and 1350 AM. The Ticket this fall. Coach, we had a question come in from Cole Parker, who said, you've landed some big recruits the last couple of years. How do you recruit against Power 5 schools? And would you prefer high-level recruits versus under-the-radar blue-collar guys or a mix of both?
Well, you recruit against Power 5, any school like anybody else. I mean, for us at least, we set out to find our kind of guys. And I know people have heard that. I think there's something, you know, when it comes to Boise State, you know, we're different. We have a blue field. I think the way we do things, I think the cost of attendance, I think what we provide, you know, to try to help these student athletes out. I think our graduation rate, APR, there's so many things about us that are just different. You know, we're looking for a certain guy, and that might be the same as some other schools and so on. But, you know, for us, the key for us is getting these student athletes on campus and letting them see, you know, what we have to offer from a university standpoint and Boise, Idaho. I think the people in Boise, Idaho, when these families get out, get in the community, and they get a chance to ask some questions away from the coaches, that really sells our program. And, you know, that's the key for us. And so whoever we're recruiting against, that really doesn't matter. It's the way that we recruit for our program, what matters to us. And we really want guys that want to be here. And I think there's certain set of guys and families that look at Boise State and go, that's exactly what I want to be a part of. Those values, that tradition, those type of academics, and that environment to live in. And I think that's for every program. Every program's got, you know, some uniqueness to them, and we feel like that's how we have done well in recruiting, and we continue to just promote what we have, who we are, and that and what appeals to the guys that we're trying to get.
Coach, on one of the other Tickets talk shows with Bob and Chris, they spoke to a guy from a recruiting company in California, 247 Sports, who thought after tracking the kids you've been talking to and the ones you haven't talked to and the ones you want to talk to, his comment was that you're being more selective, that he thinks something's changed and you're just being more selective with who you're going after. Is there any truth in that?
Well, I think there's some truth to it. You know, we don't have 580 offers out there. We're trying to get to know the student athletes we're recruiting. We're trying to get to know their families. We want to know the high school coaches. We're really trying to do as much research as we can, because our thought is, you know what? The offer to us is really important. We think it's a big deal. And if that player decides, hey, I want to come to Boise State, after the offer, we want to make sure that we've gotten the right guy that fits our program and can come in here and be successful. And to me, that's the most important thing. Who we bring into our program, we want them to be here for 4 or 5 years. We want them to graduate. We want them to have an unbelievable experience. And, you know, ultimately, we want these guys to feel proud of the decision they made. And like so many of our alumni, come back, you know, after they've had this wonderful experience. And so, yeah, that's probably a little bit more selective than maybe some schools might be. But that's our process. That's what our staff, that's what we believe. And it's worked well for us. And I think ultimately, you know, when we get to signing day and all that, we know the guys we have, we know the families, and we know, you know, how to coach these guys and what they're looking for from an experience at this program.
Boise State head football coach Brian Harsin, our guest on Sports Radio The Ticket. The anticipation for the Washington game is going off the charts now because starting Monday at 9 a.m., Coach, season ticket holders can start getting involved in buying tickets specifically for that game. So I know there are thousands of people that are ready and waiting for this particular night and this season ticket year. But you personally, you've got so much on your plate. I'm sure your thoughts may drift to that game, or maybe they don't. And what about your team?
Well, you know, there's obviously a storyline behind it. You know, with Coach Peterson, Washington, yeah, that's a great program. So yeah, your mind goes to that because that's going to be the first contest of the year. I think what we're excited about is it's been 6 years since we've opened up at home. So we get to be on our field. We get to be here with our fans on the blue, September 4th at home. We're excited about that. I know our players are. So we have talked about it. But that hasn't been the main focus. You know, that will be. That's what we're working towards. That's what all this effort and hard work that we're putting in this summer is going to go towards being in that game. But we'll address that as we get closer and prepare for it. But we're all excited. Yeah, we're looking forward to being here ultimately for the very first game of the year in front of our fans. And that's the most exciting thing, I think, for our players.
How important is it to have 37,000 people in those stands every night versus 34,000?
37,000 plus. You know, we have one of the best venues in college football. And if you talk to the college coaches that have played here, I would love our fans just to hear about, you know, that environment. So many people talk about it. And, you know, like I said before, we're unique. We have this blue field. We have the best home winning record since 2000. You know, there's so many things about this program, and it's because of our fans. And so, you know, to experience that, to have the families there, to have the kids there, supporting our program, visualizing being a Bronco someday, that's what we want. And, you know, I know that's a big thing for our players. They come to Boise State for a lot of reasons, but when they walk out in that blue field, when they're on a visit, that's where they get that visualization of all the people, fans, and just that atmosphere that they're going to be in for the next 4 or 5 years. That's what really sells our program. And so 37,000 people, six nights a year, going crazy. That's what we want. And that's who we are. And that's what Bronco football and Bronco Nation's about.
Coach, thanks for selling the program here. Appreciate that on Sports Radio The Ticket. We're excited to be broadcasting the games on the FM this fall. I know you've got your camp starting for those kids on June 8th through the 10th for 6 to 13-year-olds at BoiseStateFootballCamp.com. We'll keep that momentum going for you as well. Thanks again.
All right. Thank you very much, and go Broncos.